the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. This is Idaho Matters. Wild birds often fly straight into windows, not realizing there's a pane of glass between them and the light or reflection that they see inside. This can be a dangerous and often deadly problem, especially for large buildings with lots of windows. At Boise State University, for example, some buildings can see 20 birds a day crash into windows and die. So students teamed up with the Intermountain Bird Observatory to find ways to try to save the birds, including designing special decals to put on windows to keep the birds from trying to fly inside. Here to tell us more, Heidi Carlisle, the Education and Outreach Director at the Intermountain Bird Observatory at Boise State, and Aaron Pierce, an Assistant Professor of Graphic Design. Hi to both of you. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Heidi, tell us about this problem. Why do birds fly into windows?
Well, like you summed up so well, they aren't adapted to look for glass. And so they either see the window as the nice tree reflection and they want to go try to land in that tree, or they can see through some buildings to the other side. And so they look at it as a pathway through rather than seeing that glass as a solid surface.
How bad is this problem? How often does this happen? I saw a number, it was a little disturbing, 1 billion times a year in America?
That's an estimate from the American Bird Conservancy. Yes, 1 billion birds a year on windows.
Wow. Okay, so I have to tell you, I had this happen last week at my house. A bird flew right into the window, right next to me. It's kind of scary. He was okay, but that isn't always the case. Right? A lot of birds die from this.
It's true. A lot of them are either injured and will fly away and die later from their injuries, or will die right in the moment. And we find that during our bird surveys, we'll often find birds that have fallen down, they'll hop into a shrub and then pass away from their injuries later, unfortunately.
Wow, that's depressing. Aaron, you teach an art service learning class. So tell us about it. And then how did you pair up with Heidi on this project?
Yeah, well, thanks again for having us here to speak about this problem. I got involved through a mutual contact here at the art building. So service learning is a program put on by the university, and I got approval to make that a part of my class, where we incorporate some community partner and we work on a problem that our graphic design students can solve using design thinking methodology. And so this is my third service learning class. And so I heard about this problem with the bird strikes, and it felt like my design students would be a perfect candidates for helping solve this problem in a more visual and communicative way. So that is something we got set up over the summer. And we're able to implement it this semester. I have about 17 students, mix of seniors, juniors, and sophomores. And we have been working in small groups to come up with these solutions to prevent bird strikes and bring awareness to the problem. And it's been a lot of fun so far. And Heidi's been a great collaborator. I don't think we would have gotten to where we are without such a great community partner.
So tell me about some of the things that students are doing. There was something about a scrap to sculpture challenge. Yes. What is this?
Yeah, so just luck would have it, the College of Innovation Design was hosting a scrap to sculpture challenge where you would be given a box of materials and supplies, building materials and supplies, and have to build something out of it and then showcase it at their event. I was actually planning on having students, through their research, showcase their understanding of what the problem was through making. And so it seemed like a perfect partnership with them. And we were able to get all these building material supplies and kind of create our own bird building modifications so that we could maybe think through solutions in a more tactile way. And so that was a really cool expression of all of the information we collected up to that point and be able to put it into a form where we could potentially prevent further bird strikes and also at this event be able to spread the message of what we were doing. So I also participated in that event, which was really fun and also unique for graphic design. I think they often think that they're only working in a visual computer space, but sometimes thinking through problems in a physical way can often lead to more creative solution.
We're speaking with Heidi Carlisle, the Education and Outreach Director at the Intermountain Bird Observatory, and Aaron Pierce, an Assistant Professor of Graphic Design, about a project to keep birds from crashing into windows at Boise State. So, Aaron, it's a service learning class. Students have to come up with a project. A window cling, is this right?
Yes. So we had two different project directions really set out from the beginning, and we have four teams. And so our first project direction, we wanted students to design a window display that functions with the Boise State current branding standards, and also a solution that advocated for the migratory bird populations that were impacted by windows. And then we also wanted to design a way to have supplemental information that might lead to further action by students or staff who might be interacting with these decals. And so using QR codes, augmented reality as a way to add additional layers of information was also a goal in that first project direction. And then our second project direction was really about marketing and encouraging participation in bird strike prevention. And so we had two student groups create these campaigns using print media, social media, and try to include businesses and students in the effort.
Wow. Heidi, will this kind of project help birds at Boise State?
I think absolutely it will. You know, even so far working with Aaron on this project, we've had so many people contact us, like you guys, interested in hearing what we're doing, which automatically is raising awareness. It's really helping me because I'm able to recruit more undergraduate students to do surveys. I have a student, Mariah Hull, who actually founded this project. And she's kind of leading this team of students who are taking this on. One thing that we'll do, the more students we have, the more surveys we have, the more we'll be able to identify which windows are actually a problem. So this will help us kind of focus our efforts and make sure that we're targeting the right areas for these, you know, vinyl applications and making windows safer on campus and hopefully in the broader Boise community. That's definitely one of our long-term goals.
So we've got about 2 minutes left. Heidi, what could people do to stop this from happening in their homes? What can I put in my window to keep the bird from coming back and running into it? Is a window cling something like that that would you know, show them that that's glass, don't come here?
Yes, but research has shown you need to do it in a specific way. So It's really common people will buy like a falcon-shaped window cling and put one in the middle of their big problem window, and something is better than nothing, but what we've found is you really need a spacing of 2 to 4 inches for whatever markings you're putting on the surface of the glass to truly make it bird safe. The American Bird Conservancy has a really great website that shows 3 or 4 different solutions that are pretty inexpensive and easy to put on your windows yourself. So I definitely recommend going to the American Bird Conservancy website and checking that out. There's some fun ones. You can be really creative if you want, which is cool.
Nice. We've been speaking with Heidi Carlisle, the Education and Outreach Director at the Intermountain Bird Observatory, and Aaron Pierce, an Assistant Professor of Graphic Design, about a project to keep birds from crashing into windows at Boise State. We'll put more info on our website, Boise State, boisestatepublicradio.edu. I want to thank you both. This is a great project. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.